We bring in the head man, the boss of the Houston Dynamo. He is Paulo Nagamura. Paulo, thank you for taking the time to come on the show tonight.
Always a pleasure, Glenn.
Well, let's go back to FC Dallas, and then we'll move on to Austin FC. It's a big, big week. More rivalry coming up here. Dynamo taking on Austin FC. By the way, you can hear that game right here on ESPN 97.5, noon pregame show. So fundamentally, the second half against FC Dallas, for you as the manager, what went wrong?
I think overall, I think I'll say for the entire match, I think we were solid. I think we're difficult to play against. I think we had the game under control. I think what we've been doing good in the last few games are the resiliency to hold score and close out games. And I think that what went wrong this game. I think we fell asleep in one play. We fell asleep on the other. Few errors in different parts of the field that cost us the two goals. So basically, I think it was that. I think it was the attention to detail and our resilience to close out the game at the end.
And I know you have mentioned very clearly this year, one of the big things for people to look for that's going to be different is the possession game. You're going to demand more out of people. You want to hold the ball more. In the overall context of winning on the road in MLS, how important, you know, is ball possession, you know, in the coming months?
Very, very important, especially when you come into the summer and you're playing in a warm place and you're making the other team chase you, not the other way around. So it's always important. It's always the fundamental of what we want to do. But I think heading into the summer is going to be a big factor.
Paulo Nagamura joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. Second half, you know, the team began to defend deeper. Was that by design? Is that organically happening from your perspective?
I think it's a combination of things. I think first is because we didn't do as well. We did in the first half in moving the ball around the back and really, really pushing Dallas a little bit more back. We start being much more direct. Well, in terms was giving the ball back to FC Dallas. So they are possessing now. They're pushing us back. So I think it's a combination of things. I think if we had kept possession or circulating the ball in the back like we did in the first half, I think we would have more of a control of the game, I would say. And that didn't happen. So, and also at the end there, FC Dallas was just throwing everything at us. And of course, we were just defending and tried to hold up the lead at that time. And we were not unable to do so. But again, I think it happened organically, but because of those motives.
Yeah, because it's different. Like against Inter Miami, you guys kept attacking. Does your way of approaching how to manage out a game change based on the opposition?
Sometimes it can change. But to be honest, I think that was the biggest thing. I think it's in order for us to have success in that game, we had it to be good with the ball, not only when we had the lead. So again, we stopped playing, we stopped being an option, and we stopped circulating the ball fast, and that create that provoke FC Dallas to be more on top of us and be pushing us back a little bit more.
Paulo Nagamura joining us. It was a crazy second half because you had the controversial potential goal from Memo Rodriguez off the free kick. Then you get injuries to Darwin Quintero and Matias Vera, who went down a couple of times. It kind of made it a hectic second half, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. Look, it's a derby. It's a derby match. We knew that was going to be a battle, just like it's going to be in the next one against Austin. We knew that we were going to have to pull up a great performance to get a result. And we were close, but not enough. Unfortunately, we were 10 minutes short there. But I'm proud the way the guys performed for most part. I think there's a lot of positives to take from that game. And we just got to keep building from it.
Yeah, I don't want to be blunt here, but did you get enough out of your subs in this game? Because some could make the point that FC Dallas might have won this game by the performance of the players off their bench. Did you get enough out of your subs, you think?
I'll say probably comparing to the other games, probably not. I think the impact wasn't as good as we were expecting to. But again, it's always an opportunity for a guy to step on a field, and guys are either taking or not taking. But I would not point it out into the subs. I would just say that overall, as a team, we're in the last 10 minutes left. We lacked our concentration. We lacked what we needed to do to close out the game.
Yeah, that was evident on the corner because basically nine guys kind of got drawn to the near post. That had to be a little bit disappointing as a coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, like we trained there. We talked with the players. I mean, there's a lot of variance. There are a lot of mistakes in both plays. We just got to make sure that we learn from this and don't let it happen again.
So on a positive note, we saw one of those traditional goals that Acebes Ferreira we've seen score, you know, playing down with Libertad and in other places. That must have made you pretty happy to see him, you know, get some delivery from wide and hit a fantastic finish in the first half.
No, yeah, absolutely. I think, again, I keep saying this. I'm saying this every week, but it's a process. With Seba, I think he is heading in the right direction. Jimmy does well to do a finishing drill with those attacking guys. Actually, it was very, very similar to the goal that he scored, Jimmy Nielsen, our assistant coach. So it worked out well. I think Adam delivers a great ball. He has a great first touch and that a confident finish from him. So that's what we are expecting to get from him. I think he just need to be more on a consistent basis now.
Paulo Nagamura, Houston Dynamo, joining us. You'll catch the game on the radio. More importantly, get out to it live at PNC Stadium. It's a wonderful kickoff. I don't know if we call this a breakfast show, Paulo, or the afternoon brunch. I don't know. But what do you think of the time? I like the time. I think it's going to be very interesting to see the game at an earlier time in the day.
I love it. I love the time. I think it's a great time to play a soccer match, especially here in Houston. I think the fans will like it, and hopefully they can come and support us.
So what changes for you when it comes to the timing of that game, being a 12:38 kickoff as opposed to an evening game or a late afternoon game? How much does that change your training regimen during the week?
Not much, because we train a similar time, so I don't think it's going to be a big of a difference. Just, I think, in matters of nutrition and rest, I think the players need to be aware that they need to wake up early, have breakfast, and make sure that they're prepared. But in terms of training, I think it's pretty much the same.
So how quickly do you put this Austin FC game behind you? I mean, what day do you do a kind of a rehash of the game with your players? And at what point do you say, okay, it's onward, we're on to Austin FC?
Oh, I mean, we already spoke on Sunday. I think we put the game from Dallas on a pass, and now when we came in today, it's all about this week and preparing for Austin. So, guys, had a great training session this morning. I think we started the week pretty well. We just gotta make sure now that we prepare the team. We make sure that we prepare what Austin's gonna throw at us. And hopefully they can, like they've been doing in the past, show on Saturday they prepared and they're able to execute.
So let's talk a little bit about Austin FC. I mean, definitely they're a good team going forward. They've improved their game defensively, like the Dynamo have under you, like I would even say Dallas has probably done. I think the three Texas teams look better without the ball. But, you know, they are a team that does like to attack on the road. They do want the ball. This presents a little bit different type of challenge, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, Austin, I've been following Austin very closely. Very, very good team. Very well coached team by Josh. We played them in preseason. They beat us here at home 4-0. A team that very, very offensive-minded as well, with Driussi, Ring in the middle. Ruti is doing really well. Fagundes. A very solid team. I think it's going to be another. I always say there's no easy games in MLS. And even though playing at home is going to be a very, very difficult battle against, I think, in my opinion, two good teams.
So if you look at Driussi, you know, I'm pretty fascinated by him as a player because he does so many different things. He turns into a center forward. He works on the press when the ball's lost. He can set the tempo. What type of challenges does he present? He's the leading goal scorer in the league right now, but he does a lot of different things, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, very good player, very creative player, good finisher. Yeah, I mean, we need to be aware of him. I think is very confident right now, bringing a lot of stuff for their team. So we got to make sure that we are aware of him all the time.
And as far as this being another kind of rivalry matchup against the team in year two, and the location, geography, Texas, do the guys in the team feel all that as well?
Yes, they do. They understand. Like I say in last week, we wanna be the best team in Texas. We wanna make sure that we are improving, and we take these rivalries very seriously. I think it's a big game, just like it was against FC Dallas. And like I said again, it's gonna be another battle. It's gonna be another battle, and that's how we're gonna take it.
When you look at Austin FC coming to Houston and Josh Wolf, and the, you know, you guys all know each other. You've all had ties to Greg Berhalter. Does that play into anything? Does that make you feel like you maybe know Austin FC maybe slightly better than others?
No, not to be honest. I think I'm pretty sure we studied the other team and we know what they're going to bring, but that doesn't mean that previous relationship will give an extra advantage. I think they're professionals. We are professional competitors. And at the end of the day, on Saturday, we're going to be competing against each other, and everyone wants to win. So friendship aside, or past connections aside, I think, again, it's going to be another great game of soccer.
Paulo Dagamura joining us. Paulo, last question. Thank you again before we let you go. I would just say, if I look at the Portland game and I look at the Dallas game, some key moments there, some timely goals, you could have another 6 points right now. Is that fair to say?
I don't want to be looking to the past, but yes, I mean, if you could see that way, like you could see in the way that as well, that we didn't finish our chances against Portland, and we played the last 15 minutes with a man down. So we're okay with his route there. And again, against FC Dallas, the games that we felt that we're in control of the game for most part of the game, and we fall asleep in the last 10, and we come out home with nothing. It's frustrating because I think we're doing a lot of good things, but that doesn't put our head down. We just got to keep evolving, keep working, because like I said to the boys after the game, I think we're a good team, and we are too good to feel sorry for ourselves. We just got to keep going, because there's not going to be easy games in MLS.
Love that. Last one. How important is the first goal against Austin FC on Saturday?
I'll say the most important thing is that we come out on top. If we score late, if we come back, I think this team has shown extremely a big level of resiliency and fight. As long as we, after the 90 plus minutes, we're the winning team. I really don't care if you score first.
That's a great answer. I like it, Paulo. Listen, best of luck. Let's get it done against Austin FC. Thank you for coming on tonight. We appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.